Hey, this is our last meeting. I'll go ahead and go through the minutes from the previous meeting, and then we'll have a prototype presentation. Then we will do an evaluation, or we'll see what we need to have under the criteria for the evaluation. Then we'll go through the finance and see if we fall within the budget. Then we'll do the evaluation, and then we can finish up after that with any changes that we need to make, or hopefully everything will fall right in line. See, minutes from the last meeting, we looked at the trends. We had the fashion trends that people want a fancy look and feel. It was twice as important as anything else. They liked fruit and vegetables in the new styles, and a spongy feel. So we were talking about trying to incorporate those into our prototype. They wanted limited buttons and simplicity. Then we looked at the method for coming up with our own remote, looking at other devices, the iPod. We really liked the look of that. We also had the kids' remote for simple idea, a two-part remote, which was what we were originally looking at. And then there was talk of speech recognition becoming more predominant and easier to use, but I think we still decided not to go with that. Then we looked at the components, the materials for the case, the different energy sources, the different types of chips, and made a decision on what we were going to use to make our remote. And basically what we were making for the prototype. So I'm going to leave it at that and let you guys take over. Prototype, yeah. Do you need a this?
No. Yeah, basically we want to the color yellow. Working on the principle of fruit, which wasn't mentioned. It's basically designed around a banana. But it would be held in such a fashion, whereas obviously it wouldn't be that floppy because this would be hard plastic. These would be like the rubber grips. So that's sad. Have the held grip. I might need to get on it. But all the controlling would be done with this scroll wheel, if you use your imagination, it's good. And this here represents the screen.
Very nice. Where
you go through, and the simplest functions would be almost identical to an iPod,
right?
That one way through channels, that way other way through channels, volume up and down, and then to access the more complicated functions, you press that and go through the menus. It's that simple. That just represents the infrared beam. That's a simple on and off switch. I don't know, we could use the voice. That blue, which should be yellow, that where the battery should be, I suppose. And that's about it. It's as simple as you can make it, but is anything else like?
That's what we said, right? That's plastic covered with rubber. We might add some more underneath here. Maybe give it a form, and you're supposed to hold it like that, but just if you grab it. Exactly. Might as well.
The actual thing might be smaller.
Think about the button.
Yeah.
Put either one on the side there.
What
not too
at
all.
Just
a quick on and off button. That's pretty important, so you don't have to figure it out. That's that. I'd say a bit smaller would probably be nice.
Yeah.
Maybe that one there. Oh, gosh.
Nice, because it's made out of heavy. it would fall in to the cost of another thing, I suppose, with the scroll and the LCD.
Well, luckily, we are going to find out. Or, not luckily. Do you have a marketing presentation for us?
Okay. You guys are going to help me do an evaluation of the criteria. First, I'll just discuss some of the criteria that I found just based on the past trend reports that I was looking at earlier. And then we'll do a group evaluation of the prototype. And we will calculate the average score to see how we did. So the criteria we're going to be looking at are the complaints that we heard from the users who were interviewed earlier. So we're going to be doing it based on a 7-point scale. And one is going to mean true, that we did actually achieve that. With seven being false, we did not achieve that. Okay. So for the first one, we need to decide, did we solve the problem of the users who complained about an ugly remote?
I think it's definitely different than anything else out there. So if they think that what is out there is ugly, then yes. I would say most definitely it's bright.
It's bright. It's
but still has your traditional black.
It's curved. It's not as much sharp. Angles to
it. Not angular.
I'd say when it comes to the ergonomics, the form and stuff, yes, that's definitely more beautiful than your average. Out of the color,
I think
we don't
the color
have
is detract a little.
that has been dictated pretty much by the company. So
that's true.
To answer that honestly, I would rather say we have not solved the problem completely with the remote because the color is ugly. There's nothing you can say about that. I mean, I much prefer something like brushed chrome with that form.
Yeah, something more modern to go.
Right.
A modern color to go with the modern form.
But it's different. You don't want your 3 feet huge LCD display in your living room that's hanging from the wall to be controlled with something like that.
Okay, so do you think since this was a sign criteria, do you think maybe we should put it somewhere in the middle of them?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
What do you think? 3, 4?
I'm going to say 4.
4 stars, okay.
Very non-committal 4.
Okay. The second one, did we make it simple for new users?
It's very intuitive, I think,
yeah. Yeah. That was the main aim. Do you want to have?
Do it 1.
1?
Yep.
Okay. Do the controls now match the operating behavior of the users?
Yeah. We've brought it down to basically 4 controls are the most common. So it's channel and volume. And then the other one is just a massive scroll. Scrolling through.
Scrolling through and selecting a few.
So 1?
That's 1.
Yeah.
I think that's 1.
Fourth one, how about the problem of a remote being easily lost?
Something that big and that yellow you just told me.
Whether you want to or not.
That speech recognition that could maybe just use that song for the banging thing.
So if we incorporate speech recognition into it, then
just use to find it when it was lost by itself. Like, I don't need to lose them so you know. So easily. I it's not gonna fall like a rectangle or slip down around things, that's gonna be a difficult shape to.
Well, it's quite bright and.
Maybe in the middle again, 3 or 4 or something. I mean, you know, losing things is one of those things that people can lose.
Yeah.
In the minimum wage, you can pick it up and walk away with it, and then you lost it.
But if we do go with the speech recognition, then it, then our scale goes up quite a bit.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Probably.
Probably 2. Yeah. If we eliminate the fact that, you know, it's impossible to guarantee that it's not going to be lost, then I'd say 2. With speech recognition, which of course may be changed depending on budget.
Yeah.
You could add an extra feature, actually, which makes this thing raise hell when you remove it too far from television.
Yeah.
We could add that, but that's nothing we have thought of so far.
Which may be cheaper than speech recognition if it were to stay.
Yeah, true. But I mean, just like whistling, clapping, gaming, they're cheap, so I can't do that.
It's based on this anti-theft technology for suitcases and stuff where you have one piece that's attached to your luggage and a piece that starts beeping, that can't cost much.
Yeah.
So that can also easily be integrated because these things are small enough to hide. So you have one piece, you have to glue somewhere behind your
TV,
stick it behind your TV, and the other.
Pray that you don't accidentally lose that piece.
Right. That'd be tough. Well, also your remote would alarm you if somebody stole your ticket to your television. Ran off with it without taking the beautiful remote control.
Yeah.
So, are we adding one of these 2 features?
Let's add one of those features
okay.
And say yes.
Okay.
So we're going to add 2 of one. Or 2.
2.
2.
Yeah. Okay. Are we technologically innovative?
It's all just stalls with screens on.
It's all just stolen.
But there's not a lot of yellow. There's not a lot of yellow. Of course, I wasn't really forced to take that color.
2? 3?
I don't know that we are that
innovative. But how many remotes do you see like this?
We added the screening factor. We go up. I would say we're probably at 4.
Really? It's gonna hurt us. Okay. Spongy material.
Yeah, we do have that.
We have some spongy
structures sort of. Maybe the
okay.
It's not a 1 though. 1 would be the whole thing.
Because it's only got
to fold and stuff.
Like these parts of the grips and perhaps the back side, the bottom underneath on the back.
So that's a 4 at most.
4 at most.
And lastly, did we put the fashion in electronics?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Your fashion is, but is Carmen Miranda? You betcha.
Well, the recent fashion is about to display in the LCD and the way you operate it. Form and the color, but it definitely is.
It's what we were told. And that's why, yeah, definitely.
All right. Now we
just got a calculator.
17 divided by 7 is 2 points. And what is the acceptable criteria? Is there like a scale you have to hit?
Oh no, it just told me to pick my own criteria and have you guys evaluate it. Basically.
Okay. that you were gonna have a budget. Up to you. Okay.
You can go a long time on that's 2.4 to wait back, so that keeps going.
Oh my god.
Okay.
2.4 to wait back.
Yeah, okay.
So I have here
50%, are you kidding?
Yeah. We want a 50% profit on this. I mean, you can't really see that very well.
Charge about 4 years to push for
12.5 euros is what's supposed to cost this. Okay, so
it's too much.
Well, let's see. The this. Alright, so at top, I don't know if you guys can read that or not. I can't because I don't have my glasses on. But so we've got the energy source. There's 4, 5, 6 categories. We have energy source, electronics, case, then we have case material supplements, interface type, and then button supplements. Okay, so first of all, energy source, we pick battery. And how many batteries do we think this will probably take? Probably some, either 2 or 4.
Two.
Like it?
4 is going to be too heavy, so that's not our problem. People can change it every month. They won't know
what's
on, so they bought it.
This is consumerism. All right, so for the electronics, our choices are simple chip-on-print, regular chip-on-print, advanced chip-on-print, sample sensor, sample speaker.
What advanced chip are we?
That's the advanced chip-on-print.
Okay. We have one of those. Okay, and then the case is a, probably, that's double curved.
Yes.
Case materials are
plastic.
I guess it's 2, since one for the top, one for the bottom.
Mm.
Is that right, or is it just one?
No, it's just
maybe it's one because of the.
It's just one. Single mold can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter because the price on that one is 0, which
exactly.
Is nice.
Yeah.
Special color.
That's not a special color. It's a specially ugly color.
Interface type. We have push button, scroll wheel interface, integrated scroll wheel push button, and an LCD display.
Yeah.
So we actually have the LCD display.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it the integrated or
that's
is it?
Integrated.
Yes,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay, button supplement. Special color.
Mm.
Special form, special material.
You could, of course, make the buttons wood. Sing mahogany or something.
Really lovely.
Or titanium. It costs us all the same. But we only have one button, so really we shouldn't be charged. We shouldn't be charged anything for the button supplements.
Yeah, I will.
We're going to leave that one blank because we run on an LCD and scroll. So our total is 15.5, which I believe
that's too much.
Is like 3 euros over.
It's hard to believe. So we go for the hand dynamo.
So the only thing better than a banana-shaped remote is one that you shake.
But what if you completely took out the one single button we've got on and just had a scroll wheel interface and the LCD display? I suppose the LCD display is the most pushing out for that.
Yeah, because well, because we have to have both, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, it also depends on the software on it.
Yeah,
your television, you can have the information that this thing transmits between
display on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah, let's take
well, you could maybe take out the LCD
screen.
Yeah. Even if it comes up on the computer itself, on the TV itself.
So we may not need the LCD display?
Not as possible, but
right. We may not need it. There you go.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
12.5. Okay. So we just remove our
screen.
Screen here.
Get a bigger dial. Easy to use. Even easy to use, huh?
Yeah. Besides, look at what the LCD does to our lovely remote.
Okay.
Back to the design room, boys.
So we can just take away the heck of a lot of it.
What's the blueprint?
That was just
all
the time.
There you go.
There you go. Oops. Very simple.
Looks more like a banana.
Yeah. Folds it in a little more here.
Okay. So, cost under 12.5 euro was no. We redesigned it.
Yeah.
Now it's yes. Next slide. Project evaluation. Project process satisfaction with, for example, room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, means, new ideas found. So, I guess that perhaps the project evaluation is just supposed to be completed by me. But I'd like to hear your thoughts. what did you think of our project process?
Great. Yeah, I think we're going to go well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Half of the one remote.
Yeah.
Right from the start of the day.
Yeah,
we
think
we knew where we were going straight away.
I think we started off a little weak. Our leadership was quite weak in the beginning. but as the day went along, we had more idea of what we were doing. Room for creativity, there was that. I think we tried a lot of different things, and I think it was interesting, as you guys brought up more information and studies, that we were right on with a lot of those things. You guys worked together well as a team, and the means, which
yeah.
was the whiteboard and the pens.
Scribble.
I had some problem with the pen, I think.
Mine
was
recovered
from
it.
Well, it's not my fault.
No, I know.
People I worked for. They worked for me. Just, yeah. Heads are gonna roll.
You have a list of employees that you would like fired?
Yes, yes.
Okay. New ideas found? Yes for the remotes, maybe no, not for
technology.
Closing, costs are within the budget, project is evaluated. Complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. That's it. I still have to do my minutes from the last meeting. Actually. So there will probably be another questionnaire coming up. And then we'll have to check with the main boss whether we can. What goes on after that. But that's the end of our meeting.